And of course, talking about prophecy generally, that is where many, many people trip up. They're given a prophetic word and they expect that it's going to happen tomorrow. But actually, the pathway of the prophetic goes from prophecy spoken to prophecy manifested. And there can be many, many years between the spoken word and the fulfillment of that spoken word. Personally, I had words spoken over me 30 years ago that I think I could be teetering on the edge of being fulfilled. Prophecy is so absolutely wonderful. Because if you come up against something like sickness and you've got a prophecy that says you're going to see this, this and this and do that, that and that, you can make war with that prophecy against the circumstance. That's the way you do it, beloved. You don't say that the circumstance has tested the prophecy and found it wanting. You use that prophecy as a sword to say to the circumstance, no. You have got to give way to this because this is who I'm going to be. I fell down the stairs some 4 or 5 years ago now and cut my head from ear to ear. And while I'm laying on the floor there, I'm asking the Lord if I'm coming home yet. No, he said quietly. But one of my trustees apparently said, she can't go home yet. There's still outstanding prophecy. And I thought, that is the truth. I'm falling down the stairs, losing a lot of blood, huge scar on my head, but God has got plans, and those plans will not be thwarted. And so now here I sit, teetering maybe on the edge of this fulfillment of prophecy, but that's not what grabs me. It's always Him who grabs me. If the prophecies are fulfilled in the knowing of Him, brilliant. But I don't want prophecies fulfilled without knowing Him much, much more than I do right now. That's the journey into the heart of God. And as we go into the heart of God and discover Him for ourselves, we see His plan for our lives, which is prophecy, unroll and unwrap. Isn't that lovely?